And it's a photo start. We're getting started as quickly as possible.
And we've started, and Adam is still in the living
room. Adam's in the living room.
And his dick is small.
And he's trying to find his penis, and he can't find it.
And he can't find it.
And he's picked up a...
Picking up speed now is he doesn't even have a penis.
A thimble.
Doesn't even have a penis coming up on the left.
It's a thimble Monopoly piece, and he's saying, is this my penis?
Is this-
Hello, everyone. It's me, Adam Friedland. This is my normal speaking voice. Oh, we started recording? Hold on.
Hold on. Let me put on my radio voice.
And I'm ready.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Cumtown.
Oh, Adam,
don't worry. We'll
cut out the first part. Everyone heard your regular voice.
We'll fix that.
Your really cool voice is definitely not like an effete British guy, which is what you actually are.
That's right.
Just
That's
kidding. True. That's a joke.
My second
As everyone who listens knows, we're actually best friends. We would never reveal a secret like that.
I don't
That Adam is actually a 3'11" British man.
Mm-hmm. I am the turtle dove guy.
Manx. He's a Manx. What are they fucking people?
Manxish?
Called?
Like a Manx? Like someone from Manchester?
People from the Isle of Man.
Oh.
Isn't that what that is? They're Manx?
That's like, isn't that a place where people launder money?
It's what I do there.
I think it's a banking haven.
I go there, I ride my motorcycle around, I wash all my money off.
That's right.
I love washing my money. Mm-hmm.
I went there and I was very upset when I got there.
Mm-hmm. Because you thought there would be no pussy and
then
there were chicks.
I thought it was
going to
be all cock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was saying before the show started that, and I get this, just a vibe check, a vibe, if you get this.
Let's do a quick vibe.
Joanne Fabrics, the Joanne of Joanne Fabrics. I get the sense that she sucks your dick only on your birthday once a year,
mm-hmm.
but it's mind-blowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's rocking your shit,
She's
bro.
Just going to town, but it's just that once a year, and then she, like, clasps her dumb jewelry back on. Mm-hmm. She's got a jewelry box, for
sure. She's got
a
jewelry box.
Absolutely.
And then she drives
got a little haircut. She's got big, fat titties that have only gotten larger with age.
Mm-hmm. They're so big, she can literally steer
and then
the
she drives
Not
her,
that big.
Her SL500 to a charity.
Yeah.
A charity dinner.
But you can tell, dude.
Where some old Italian guy with transitional lenses is giving a speech and he's touching her lower back. And normally that would bother you, but you look over and you know you just busted the fattest load that
it
you had.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah. You know in her
in 20 years.
In her stomach intertwined.
And here I am, just some kept man, usually a cuck,
mm-hmm.
living off my wife's fabric money.
That's right. But not today.
She doesn't view you as
She thought I was an airline pilot.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I was a doorman.
Mm. It's just same uniform.
I smashed once because she thought I was an airline pilot for 6 months, but I was just the doorman of her building.
Oh, funny, Nick. I keep bumping into you when I'm leaving.
At the lobby.
Just like opening
No, I'm always coming and going. You know, I'm flying in places.
Yeah,
so.
I was just mm-hmm. in Mumbai.
I left the Antarctica, and I just came back here to pick up some things.
I've left my lunch.
I headed back to the airport now. You mind giving me some of that pussy I keep hearing about?
Uh-huh. Joanne. It's not too much trouble.
Young Joanne.
Joanne, just working at a fabric store.
You just, mm-hmm. you make stuff like bitch clothes or something?
Mm-hmm.
So Monday I'm going to have my own fabric empire. Well, do you suck dick every single day?
Every day until I'm rich.
What a liar.
But then she found out you're not an airline pilot.
Mm.
You're just some fucking asshole.
Yep.
Opening and closing a door.
And getting pussy from her in the broom closet.
Yeah, but you know how to lay pipe. And that was your
saving grace.
That's what got your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. And now you're Mr. Joanne Fabric.
I would love to be. Yeah, I was saying that there was a lady that I worked with in college. She was like the secretary of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County graduate school.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and just give her full name while we're at it.
Her name is
Karen. But the thing is, she had big... I used to beat off in the bathroom of that job.
I just remember that show you put on
at
UMBC where they still had like a setup from some like musical or something.
Yes. At Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't even realize that. The bar was called Fat Tuesdays because it was a New Orleans-themed bar.
Mm-hmm. And that stayed in your head.
And that stayed in my head.
Wow.
Just like my years of getting my dick sucked by Joanne while she drives around her SL500.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the passenger seat, and she's sucking my dick while she's doing 80.
Yep.
On the
I love that.
On the right next to the Biscayne, you know.
Yeah.
It's 1983.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just getting my dick sucked.
The fabric money cocaine mm-hmm. is coming and going.
I'm like, yeah. This Reagan guy's bad news. And she's like, who cares? We're rich.
She's like, shut up.
Like, you're right. I guess I'll just go numb. I guess we'll just call this a numb decade. Mm-hmm. We'll just write it all off. And that's what we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you feel it or not, basically you're getting your dick sucked by Joanne from Joanne's Fabric.
Once a year.
You think all these things are happening.
No, it's still
the
80s when she sucked.
Oh, in the 80s she sucked daily. Yeah,
but now I'm talking about the present day, and Joanne's Fabrics has turned into an allegory.
Yeah.
Sort of a story for modern times.
Yeah.
You know, because who the fuck knows what Joanne's Fabrics is?
So true.
Who the fuck is Joanne? Does it matter?
It doesn't.
Through there and
she's
you feel...
She's a concept. She's not a girl that sucks your dick anymore.
The textures, and it's all just, you know, broken promises. You know what I mean?
That's so fucking true.
But what were the promises even to begin with? You were the liar. Mm-hmm. You were never an airline pilot.
You weren't a pilot. You worked the door.
Yeah.
But you thought you were entitled to
and
the benefit.
And now it's just another write-off. It's top-down Novocaine from the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
100%.
I am absolutely following.
Real, but disengaged.
Yep.
That is I ate too much.
What does it even mean to get pussy from,
I don't know.
From
I just,
Joanne's Fabric?
I ate too much deli meat. Now I'm having trouble thinking.
Yeah, we got deli sandwiches, and then Nick now, went back to the deli and got himself
I wouldn't
a
say
stack
we got deli,
deli
sandwiches.
And say, you said you were like, we have to try this place.
No,
I know this place.
We have to try
My friend Joshua.
I had a pretty good sandwich.
Tell me about it.
My friend Anus told me about this place.
Well, you guys are going to have to listen to the next episode where we discuss the deli sandwich.
My friend Anus and Semen told me about this.
Dude.
Those are not my friends.
Do you have
Jacques.
A name that?
It's Adam's friends, Anus
and
Semen.
Anus
and
Semen, and I'm Jacques.
Yeah. We've come from Europe to wear little girls' clothes and hold hands with Adam.
And get $40 sandwiches.
And we're twins from Germany, and we flank Adam everywhere he goes.
I said the sandwiches were too expensive.
Yeah, you
I
said
already
you
came, prefaced.
You we told us they were too expensive. You said there's an expensive sandwich place. We said, look, then
but
just
the
order
sandwich
the sandwich
is decent.
And then you're like, but it's very expensive.
But when you bit
and then
into
we didn't
the
react,
sandwich,
and
it's
then,
a good. It was a good.
When
sandwich.
You bit into the sandwich, you said, "This is not $20."
Because
was my first, that was my first reaction.
Because you said it so many times, you fucking.
Because a sandwich shouldn't be $20. Okay,
some of them can
as
be.
A matter of
the
principle.
Katz's sandwiches should be because they pay those guys.
That's
well.
That's barely a sandwich,
and
that's,
it's a you get a shit ton of meat.
Mm-hmm. You get two
I've,
slices
can I say
of rye bread.
I've never been there. It seems overrated.
You'd like it. It's a restaurant.
Do they have food there?
Yeah,
oh, you'd
food.
Like it. They have a menu.
I wonder if that place is going to survive the pandemic.
It's just stop it like a Best Buy. Like, what the hell is
where
this?
The fuck?
Are
the where the fuck is the fucking meatloaf?
Where's the food?
Do you have what kind?
Do you have Scout opening the refrigerators? Hello.
Hello.
Speaking. This is Stavros. Is their ear to the door of the refrigerator?
Yeah.
You rip the handle off the refrigerator. You're holding it like a telephone. reality check calling. it's the future on the line. They want their clothes back. People are like, yeah, he's going into diabetic shock.
He thought there'd be pudding in the fridge.
He thought
fridge.
Did you just rip ass?
Maybe about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, it just God. Got over
it
here.
It got over here, dude.
It's like a poison.
Now you understand my little speech about the past and the future.
I've forgotten your speech. Fabric. I gotta say, I've forgotten your speech.
Oh, man. I would like to get my dick sucked by an old lady that was so good at it in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just got a little twinkle in her eye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She knows that she sucks.
I would like to get head from a very 65-year-old.
There was a girl I knew, and we went to Dallas and stayed at her, like, mom's apartment.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Her mom, like, lived in, like, she had, like, a nice... She was, like, a single woman who was older, I guess. Yeah. And so she, like, stayed alone in this, like, very curated, nice apartment. But that girl was telling me, like, I guess she had, there was a lube like we needed, but it doesn't. The point is, she had to get lube, and she knew where to get it in her mom's room because like she like walked in on her elderly mother getting like fucked in the ass. Woo! Yeah, right. And yeah, she
that rocks.
Right. So she,
wow.
Yeah, she fucking. But her mom was like very much one of those like pearls. Like maybe I just put it together that way because we were in Dallas and I was thinking of the show Dallas.
Right.
But I imagined her very much as like a like a dick sucking little like Mercedes roadster,
little firecracker, little,
little Mercedes roadster driving Ursula haircut cock sucking grandma, cock sucking dramatic Texas.
She has
grandma.
To take her clip on costume.
The bitch from fucking
me and the girls are going out for drinks. Like
The girl for the Rose. Wasn't that her name from? Why am I blanking? On the old bitch show, Golden Girls.
Yeah, I was thinking of Fat Bitch from Titanic, Kathy Bates.
No,
Titanic.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
No.
But that she's in that Jean Junoir.
She is. That Junoir.
The Junoir of Bussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That oeuvre.
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 Yeah, I would absolutely get a fucking dick sucking from a lady like that.
Have her take off her long costume jewelry clip-on earrings before she gucks you off.
No, I want the dangling. I want I want the jingle jangle.
What do you mean taking off her earrings, Adam?
She takes them off. That's like her
you out of
sign.
Your goddamn
That's her
mind.
Sign that she's ready.
Are
to,
you out of your goddamn
she's
mind?
She's ready to guck.
No,
the
dude.
Jewelry stays on.
The jewelry stays on.
Madam,
I want opulence.
The jewelry stays
I want opulence
on.
When I get my dick sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it to be a fucking.
I'm talking about a businesswoman. This is somebody you're like cheating on your wife with, but it's not even a lateral move.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely negative.
And this is somebody in the office.
You're doing it for the thrill.
You're both. Look, we both need that. We both need to be cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For starters, because that's a power move.
Totally.
It's
1983.
Cool.
Yeah. We're lawyers because that no one was in finance at the time.
Yeah.
The best
I
thing
tried, but I was a lawyer. They were like, sorry, no stocks yet.
Yeah, no stocks. The only thing you can be is a trial attorney. Mm-hmm. That was power back then.
Yes.
And you cheat with the Joanne from Joanne.
Joanne from Joanne's Fabric. She's got
who works at the lawyer place.
She's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. That's where she got her fabric. Yeah. She sued
A Hanes company.
She business card said Joanne Fabrics. Suing? No, sewing.
Yes.
Mm, and people were like, what is this a card
what
for?
Do you mean?
She's like, I'm a lawyer, but also I own this company.
So wait, but yes, suing then, I guess? And they're like, she's like, shut up.
She's like, that's just, I needed something.
Shut the fuck up.
Just shut up.
Do you want your
cock your dick?
They're not.
Just put your cock in my mouth. And fuck up my $800 haircut.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was, which is the height of fashion.
Right. It's just like a koosh ball.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Koosh ball.
Yeah.
Little fucking spiky shit.
I had to go see a gay guy to do this to me.
Yeah, you did. But why'd you stop the bit to tell us what happened to you, Adam?
No, that's what the lady did.
You had
to
go see a gay guy.
No,
to
that's
do this
what
to
Joanne Fabrics.
For everyone
said
at
to
home,
do.
Adam said I had to just go see a gay guy to do this to me, and then he held open his asshole for me and Nick to look at, and it was completely blown
out. And Porky
out.
The pig stuck his head out.
Adam's gay, folks.
Ed, there's a lot more in here, folks.
There's coming here, folks.
That's disrespectful.
What the fuck was Porky the Pig doing in that hole anyway?
Yeah, what was that?
What does that end with? They're like, and how about at the end of the cartoon, a pig comes out of an asshole?
That's all, folks.
Yeah, dude.
It was kind of like a target.
That sounds pretty loony to me.
It is quite loony.
Yeah. It's so funny that was like, you know, during the war effort, they're like, well, we need all kinds of racists. Some of them
That's
will
right.
go to the war to kill, and others will stay home to teach children about the Japanese.
And how treacherous they are.
Yeah. And that's where cartoons came from.
That's true.
Is indoctrinating the children.
Very true.
To invaginate them.
You think to tell them about pussy.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Adam?
I just wonder if that they hurt Hitler's feelings. Felix saw the cartoons and he was like, that's pretty jacked up, man.
Yeah, because they had
there's a line for me, you know, and this crosses it. I'm like kind of like I'm kind of an edgy guy, but like this actually kind of crosses.
You know, I've
line.
Never read Mein Kampf, but I read something that had like quotations from Mein Kampf in it.
Bad book, good book.
It's like atrocious writing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's extremely gay.
Yeah.
He writes like a flowery. Well, it's like a nerd, kind of like a, you know. Yeah. Let me see if I can find.
I guess I never thought about it. It was called My Struggle, so he's all about himself. So he's like a little emo prima donna.
I think he was in prison when he wrote it. He was feeling bad for himself.
Hitler went to prison?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah.
For what?
For the push.
Push? What do you mean?
Wasn't there the first one where he tried to take over the government and then
yeah,
he was thrown in jail?
Yeah, he tried to do a fascist.
Really?
Yeah.
And he flopped and then
he kept grinding.
That's goes to show you, man. Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah, that's like be a good meme.
Let me see if I can. I'm trying to find like a what is it?
Didn't he get his ass fucked up in World War One too?
Wiki quotes or good quotes?
Yeah,
I mean, look up Mein Kampf.
I'm going to say don't do that.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that had the helmet with like a spike on top of it.
Mm-hmm. The Kaiser?
Like legit. Yeah.
So you can buy it for 99 cents on Barnes & Noble.
99 cents too much.
But yeah, I want to call up Barnes & Noble customer service and be like, I was wondering if you had any used copies that I could perhaps get for maybe 50 cents, 45 cents.
49 cents.
Yes, I noticed you have it available for $1, which, you know, for something that should frankly be public domain, mm-hmm. I think that's a bit too much.
That would be the final victory over Hitler.
To do an anti-Semitic prank call to a bookstore?
No, for an actual Jewish guy to talk him down,
That's how we're going to defeat Hitler is by being racist against Jews.
To buy his book.
And harassing a bookstore.
No, if that was a real guy, that would he be him beating Hitler. Adam, should talk down.
I don't know, he'd be beating taking up the time of the customer service department of Barnes & Noble's, really.
But if he succeeded to get Hitler's book for free.
Do you think, are the Hitler family getting royalties?
I think so, yeah.
Probably not off the used books.
It's more of a symbolic victory.
You know, his nephew fought for was in the U.S. Navy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his nephew, literally, his name was Billy Hitler.
No, I'm now Kraut. That's a mistake. Billy Hitler.
Well, he didn't have any kids.
Mein Kampf,
right?
Quotes on Goodreads.
Nice. What? That exists?
Yeah, it's a famous book.
Okay. What are some of them, I guess?
Well, yeah.
I guess we'll do that.
These are all the famous ones.
Oh, give me some get some deep cuts.
Instruction in world history in the so-called high schools is even today in a very sorry condition. Few teachers understand that the study of history can never be to learn historical dates and events by heart and recite them by rote. What matters is not whether the child knows exactly when this battle or that was fought, when a general was born, or even when a monarch, usually a very insignificant one, came into the crown of his forefathers. No, by the living God, this is very unimportant. To learn history.
Bitch.
Yeah, I mean, he writes like...
By the living God. How about you livingly suck my dick?
Well, the living God, but also the usually a very insignificant one.
Right.
It's that fucking like Homer Simpson, by the way, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Kind of use the language.
You know what? Fuck Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fuck him for that, for just the way he writes.
I don't know about that.
For nothing else necessarily.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on all the other stuff, but his writing style?
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like if Hitler had been Obama, I mean, people would have liked him.
What?
It's because he was like kind of like an autistic kind of fag that people
right.
don't.
So
that's why history judges
that's
him.
That's your
so
problem.
Yeah. If he was a cool black guy.
I mean, honestly, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine if Hitler had been Barry White.
Yeah.
Fuck like,
all the Jews.
We got instruction. In world history, as a so-called high school, like you do it that way,
that would be cooler.
It would be.
That would make a lot of sense.
Imagine if Hitler was Barry White.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's like kind of what drove him nuts. I mean, because he's like he's a fucking loser, and then he's in World War One where he like gets to be in the army in some.
He's
capacity.
The what no pussy does to a MF or a meme.
Yeah.
Come to life.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's that. I mean, yeah, I guess he's Hitler, but
he got his genitals fucked up in a trench, looking at some bomb thing.
Did he get gangrene on his nuts? That would be fucking. Mm-hmm. That would suck.
I don't know if
his dick and balls were chewed off by baby alligators in Louisiana.
When he was visiting his nephew cousin. Billy Hitler.
Billy Hitler.
Yeah.
Ouch! These alligators are biting my nutsack. Something like that.
Yeah, they go a little something like
that. That hurt. When they bit my nuts.
You know what's great is on Goodreads, if you go to like quotes from Hitler, half of these are in Arabic. Like, I swear to God, half of them are just in Arabic.
Oh, shit. So,
interesting. Fucking Arabic people.
Interesting. Certain ideas of Hitler's resonated. I wonder. It's probably more stuff about the school system. I guess.
Netanyahu does have a point.
The scream of the 12-inch shrapnel is more penetrating than the hiss from 1,000 Jewish newspaper vipers. Therefore, let them go on with their hissing.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty gay sentence,
honestly.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. He's a very, like...
The vipers.
Well, ineffective kind of cringe writer.
Yeah, hissing.
Yeah.
It's not very... It's not...
Can I say something?
I know, he sounded
like he was hissing.
I know that fewer people are won over by the written word than by... I mean, it is... It's not necessarily m'lady. I'm struggling to land on the right thing here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very much like, you know, when you're looking on maybe Reddit or something for how to do something.
Yes.
And you come across a subreddit...
Four paragraphs.
Where there's just a guy that's just fucking... Really making you like this. Hitler would have loved MythBusters. Hitler would have fucking loved that show.
Yeah, he's a TLDR.
He would have loved bullshit with Penn and Teller.
Oh my god, yeah. He would have loved Penn and Teller.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The one he doesn't speak, and the other one he's always speaking.
I find it's very amusing.
There are certain truths which stand out so openly on the roadsides of life, as it were, but it's not as it were.
Yeah, why did you say as it were, you fucking bitch?
Well, so he's like, this is like a well-worn, established metaphor. Meanwhile, I think this motherfucker invented highways. There weren't roadsides prior to, you know, I mean, there were highways, but the fucking auto...
Did he make the Autobahn?
Yeah, Hitler was the other.
That was Hitler?
Yeah. There are certain truths which stand out so openly on the roadsides of life, as it were, that every passerby may see them. Yet because of their obviousness, the general run of people disregard such truths, or at least they do not make them the object of any conscious knowledge. People are said, yeah, I mean,
Shut up, Hitler.
Bad.
You suck, dude.
How badly do you have to fuck up to write a, like a anti-Semitic manifesto? And make it boring.
Yes, come on, man.
Well, I'll tell you, now I'm glad I never read Mein Kampf, because that would have really soured my opinion on the guy. Yeah.
I've been a pretty open-minded up until this point.
You know, I mean, I had heard that it was chalked up there right up with DeLillo and, you know, fucking McCarthy, the masters.
The masters. I don't know. Who else? Faulkner?
Mario Puzo.
It would be funny if
Mario Puzo.
It would be funny if Hitler.
The only good art writer.
Hitler wrote
the
like
Godfather,
Faulkner.
Dude.
Huh?
It would be funny if Hitler wrote like Faulkner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the one book of his I read in high school anymore because I'm stupid.
As I Lay Dying,
that
probably.
Was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good book. I remember thinking at the time. Yeah. You know what? I had a teacher that had that hair, the Joanne Fabrics haircut, but she definitely didn't suck dick good.
Mm-hmm.
She was too old, and I never could see it. She had like. Sort of bugged eyes and didn't seem like somebody that sucked a nice cock.
I missed the first part. This is someone that had Diane Fabric vibes, but didn't.
No, suck. Just the haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, just the haircut.
But everything about her, no. Although, you
well,
know
you
what?
Know what? If that were a problem, you could always just take a blue chew.
That's
to
so
get your penis
true.
Hard to get your dick sucked off by that woman.
That's absolutely true.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience at Blue Chew stuff?
Well, I don't know.
First of all, this is the first ever male enhancement format that's blue.
Absolutely.
That's blue and
that you can chew and then it's candy.
It's the first chewable format pill candy. It's candy for
it's
your
candy
penis.
It's candy and your dick gets hard.
It's candy for your penis.
And personally, I kind of got to it from the candy.
The doctors are calling it a miracle. And you, gay, if you don't take it.
You're actually gay.
The doctors are in.
The doctors just came in, folks.
The doctors are in, and the answer is Blue Chew. A pill? No. Yes, actually.
It is. It is. Well, it's candy.
It's candy, and it's a pill.
It's a pill, sort of.
And 4 out of 5 recommend that you taste it with your mouth. And eat it for your penis.
Get your penis hard and fuck a man in the ass.
You can also take it rectally.
You cannot.
You cannot do that.
It functions as a suppository.
You can put... You can take one and get your dick hard enough.
Yeah, you scroll down far enough and it's all Arabic on the Goodreads for Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you guys, but I love getting my dick hard. And not a lot of stuff does it for me anymore. Looking at breasts, maybe, but what if I'm just alone and there's no breasts to look at and I want my dick to get hard?
You're trying to imagine breasts pulling your soft penis.
I'm pulling it. I'm tugging at my soft penis. It. Hoping that my dick gets hard. It never does. Then I pop a Blue Chew and, you know, 2 to 7 hours later, my dick is hard as fuck. But it lasts for a while.
Or even faster.
Well, I don't know. For some people.
Yeah.
I think the fatter you are, the longer it takes. That's my guess.
Oh.
Your blood is thick. And
it's got to work its way through your thick blood.
Exactly.
Through your gravy-like
That's
blood.
That's why I wouldn't say gravy-like. But yeah, thicker. I would say thicker than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, folks, let me tell you, I chew this fucking thing, and when it's time to get my penis sucked, it is so hard that it hurts my dick sometimes. That's how hard it gets, because people are forcefully sucking at it. They're no Joanne Fabric. They don't have the style and I have to say, the one girl I fucked recently did suck dick very well, but some of them haven't, and it hurts my dick because it's so hard. There's no room for error.
Right.
You know.
But Blue Chew really papers over those cracks.
Well, now, when we're talking about penetration, though, that's when you want an excessively hard dick. And in the past, it has taken me... I've had to stop and get my dick sucked 4 times before the erection finally took.
Settles.
Until it finally settled, exactly.
Yeah.
But with Blue Chew, all the dick sucking is ceremonial. And the pussy fucking, now that's where the business is at.
It's ceremonial.
It's ceremonial.
Oh, it's not like necessary.
It's not a necessity like it used to be.
Yeah. So it used to be a dick suck ceremony.
It used to really be. Now it's more for
you release doves.
Well, it's you know, it is a celebration. It's it is ceremonial, eating pussy, getting your dick sucked. It's a token of wanting to do something for you by the woman.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past it was an absolute. It's like, you know, the check engine light is on. It's steaming up. We have to pull over. Up, suck the dick so we can get home. That's kind of what
you used to be. It was like calling
AAA. It's roadside assistance. Whereas now it's like a beautiful hood ornament on the pussy, on getting pussy.
Yes.
And Blue Chew, that you can do that too, my friends, with. They got Viagra knockoffs or
Sildenafil.
See, that's Cialis and Viagra.
Remember Papa Smurf got lick your ass?
Such a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lick my ass, bitch.
Papa Smurf got lick your ass. Lick my ass, bitch.
That's pretty good.
And like the Smurfs, Blue Chew is blue.
It's blue. That's what I was thinking about.
And so you can get that shit. You don't have to go to a doctor like some kind of fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the internet. You lie and say whatever the fuck they ask you to
you tell them by your real experience.
And you just ignore whatever they ask and guess what you think, what kind of health you should be in to get dick pills. And you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they mail you the dick pills right to your fucking door.
You have your resting heart rate.
You ask your friend that weighs 100 pounds less than you what his resting heart rate is.
Yes.
And that's what you put in the form. And they will mail you dick pills. You'll get hard as shit.
You just dial up fucking Blue Chew. 1-800-BLUE.PUSSY. Blue KKK.
No, that's not it.
Blue Chew was taken, so they got Blue KKK.
That's not what it is.
1-855
BlueChew.com.
FAGG.
No, why would that be 1?
LICK.
Okay. Punch
those numbers, folks. Just get punching.
I don't think that would even do anything.
You call them up and be like, is there any way it could be 50 cents?
Don't haggle. Because the thing is, you don't need to haggle because our listeners...
Because it's completely free.
It's not free, but we do have some kind of deal, which is, I think, first order free.
You get something
different. You get your first order free.
You get like an intro
pack. Or it's 20% off, or there's free shipping. Yeah. I'm going to say the first one's free, if I remember correctly.
I think there's like an introductory
thing. You get one whole fucking thing of dick pills free. Get your dick hard as shit. Go to bluechew.com.
Cometown/Viagra.
Mm-hmm. Use Cometown/Viagra. Cometown.pussygetting.org.
You know what I should do is just have the links, the promo links on...
The description?
On. I can just send them to cometown.com/pussy. Sponsor, and then it'll send them there.
That's good.
Oh, too. Like because
that way I don't have to remember anything.
That way we don't have to remember anything.
But it'll say the time code.
Like, fuck it. I'm just so out.
We
of
could
it.
Just print.
I was
that.
Looking for the copy, and I'm searching Google Maps. Like, what the fuck is in Blue Chew coming up? What the fuck is this, Boston? What? This doesn't make any damn sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be funny when I'm like 80 years old and I'm like, what's today, February? I got nothing in my head.
Oh, yeah, my brain is completely shot.
It's already just gone. Like filled with plaque or whatever. That's crazy that your brain gets fucked up in the same way as your teeth.
Wait, my teeth are any in your brain?
I don't know. They say something about plaques.
Plaque gets in your brain? Can you
clean
it?
Can you brush it?
How about on your body, a plaque is bad, but in a business... A plaque is good. That means really you're good. The best employee of the month.
That's mm-hmm. true.
This is what happens to a comedian when you take them away from their audience.
That's right.
It's so funny to imagine all those club guys just in their house being like, what the hell is this over here? The bathroom? Hey, what do you do for a living? You a fork? What do you do? Put food in my mouth?
What are you, a fucking Arab fork?
Whoa, somebody wants to eat dinner, huh? This dog's been dead for 3 weeks. Yeah, you and me both, pal.
So anyway, go to bluechew.com.
Here we go. I got it.
Okay, nice. Blue.
Bullet points, make it your own and have fun. Blee. If you like sex, you love bluechew.com.
If you like sex, you'll love getting pussy.
If you love having pussy. I can't wait to have pussy.
I would like some pussy, please.
What do you say we go back to my place and make pussy?
And make some pussy.
Why don't we make pussy?
Why don't we get pussy meant to be made?
What do you say we come back to my place and make pussy?
Make some pussy. Do you mean have sex? Shut up.
My penis. I don't. I'm smooth.
I don't have anything.
I don't have a penis. I was just gonna bite at you. I was gonna make biting motions at you while swinging you around my apartment. What do you say we come over and have some PG-13 pussy? For some pussy genital 13. Visit bluechew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code COMETOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com. Promo code COMETOWN. Notes and idea starters. Please use your own language and talk about your own experience. Oh, my
covered.
Own language. Okay.
No. Is that the language you're working on?
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Me and James Cameron are working on it for... it's
Avatar 2?
No, it's a completely different movie about... there's a world and it's made out of water and... Mm. But the water's an alien.
The whole water is.
Yeah, and there's one guy with gills, but he's an alien. And Dennis Hopper's in it, and he's part of the bad guys who love
pollution.
Oh, you're
talking about Waterworld?
No, it's a completely different movie.
I forgot Dennis Hopper. Oh, yeah, and there's that fake Robin Williams in that one, too. Remember?
Welcome to the world of water!
What's up with that fake Robin Williams guy? You guys know who I'm talking about?
I don't know. All I remember is at the very beginning of that movie, he drinks his own piss.
What fake Robin Williams?
Isn't there a guy that's like fake Robin Williams in Waterworld?
He's doing like bits?
He just kind of looks like him.
Ooh.
Oh, the water. Yay. My dick's small.
Let's look up the cast here. Dennis Hopper.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Pussner.
I'm not seeing anybody that looks like...
No, there is, dude. There's a guy that looks sort of like Robin Williams. Like, if you look, if you search Waterworld, Robin Williams, it comes up.
So you've done this before.
No, I just looked it up.
What's his name?
I don't fucking know. I just feel like I watched it. And the guy looked like Robin Williams.
You just watched it?
No, look at this guy. Doesn't he sort of look like Robin Williams?
Adam, what's his name?
I don't know that guy's name, but I remember that guy's face.
Thank you.
What guy? Can I see him?
I don't think he looks like Robin
yeah,
Williams.
Yes, he does, dude.
You hold a close shot on my glasses.
I guess he does.
This guy, he looks kind of like fake Robin Williams.
I have no idea who that is. I don't even know his
face. He's in Waterworld, bro.
Ooh,
I'm gay.
Ooh.
Is this water coming out of a man's ass?
I'm in the water.
Oh, it's water, but it comes out of your penis. They call it pee, but we put it in a little machine. Oh, is it a magic lamp? Can I live in there? Can you piss in my mouth? Maybe you can piss in me.
Piss in my ass.
Maybe you can piss in my ass, and I'll throw it up, and you can eat the vomit. What the hell is this guy talking about, man?
This stuff sounds gay, man.
That sounds fucking gay to me, man. Everybody's turned into a piss-drinking freak just because the fucking world is made out of water. How about instead of drinking piss, you come over here and suck my fucking cock? These are some wiki quotes, Dennis Hopper in Waterworld. You know, it'd be great instead of water if the entire world was made out of pussy.
Wow, that's a good line.
Baby want pussy.
Wow, that's where he thought of baby want.
Imagine how good that would feel. You wake up in the morning, you fall out of your raft, you're knee deep in a fucking pussy.
That would be
good. I'll smoke to that.
I smoked that.
I'm the bad guy in the movie because I smoke cigarettes. Like, that's the biggest fucking problem now that the entire world's made out of water. And some people like getting cancer.
The whole world is made out of water?
That's the premise of the movie.
Well, they're trying to find land.
Oh.
There's like a map on a tattoo of a baby or something.
Do they find it at the end, I'm guessing?
There's a tattoo on a baby's penis.
Yeah, and it's the map to the land.
You can't see it unless you get the baby's penis hard.
You gotta get the baby's penis real hard, man. I'm still trying to figure out who this fucking Robin Williams is talking about.
He looks sort of like Robin Williams. He's like a bad guy.
Oh, I look like him. Ooh. But the difference is I'm Chinese. I'm actually from China.
I'm Chinese.
Oh, Ching Chong.
Oh, I'm gay.
Ooh. Ooh, Ching Chong. Can you imagine China had a Robin Williams over there?
Yeah, I could.
And what his name would be.
Mm-hmm.
Just him trying to say his own name.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even pronounce
it. I can't say it.
Where the hell did I get my name? The Goofy Name Store? Oh, yes. Very funny. yes.
Very good.
Robin Williams is very funny. Oh, can you imagine if I was in China? I bet it would go a little something like this. I mean, everybody wants to solve the problems between the United States and China. And how do you do it?
By being Chinese.
By being Chinese. Oh, but you can't be Chinese, Robin. Why not? Because your name is too hard to say, brother. Because...
Hell yeah. One of those just doing stand-up with a wireless microphone. Like it's Janet Jackson sweating.
Just sweating profusely. Yeah. Just going from one side of the stage.
And they got little hats and little ponytail hats. And they walk around like they own the place. They're walking around. Here he comes. Here comes Chinese brother man.
Oh, is that about that?
What about the brothers in China?
Yeah.
They got some of them brothers? How could you tell? If they all look alike, maybe some of them are black.
So fucking true, Robin.
Yeah. I love when he does his black sense.
That's so awesome.
Who were the black people in China by Robin Williams?
Honestly, that's not a bad bit.
Yeah. Well, he was a master.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
Oh, that's actually one of his bits. It was on his last special.
It?
Yeah. He came out in like 2011. I'm about to kill myself. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is the last one of these I'm going to do. Yeah. I just found out I got a little disease called Parkinson's.
Fuck.
Oh.
Oh.
And they said I wasn't supposed to tell anybody. My agent did not like the idea.
God damn. Maybe he's fucking. Maybe
nobody is gonna watch a special knowing you're gonna die.
Maybe he faked his death to go live as a Chinese man.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he's Jamaica alive with Bob Marley and Tupac. Smoking.
No, aren't they in Argentina?
Yeah.
Is it Argentina with Hitler?
It's him, George Carlin, Bill Hicks, and Paula Poundstone.
Oh, yeah.
An island somewhere.
The fucking Mount Rushmore of stand up comedy.
All legends.
Mm hmm. Goddamn. That sandwich is coming back up.
It'd be cool if Bill Hicks was around for Trump.
Mm hmm.
So you could hear his takes on that.
He would be funnier than you.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Whatever he said, it would be funnier than what you came up with.
About Trump?
Yeah.
I don't do Trump material.
Okay.
That's your whole act, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Trump.
You're Mr. Trump.
No, I don't do Trump-style comedy. I'm not one of those.
You love it.
It'd be nice if Dennis Hopper were still alive so he could get his take on Robin Williams' death.
That's true. They mm-hmm. were friends, right?
Yeah.
Probably really close.
We worked together on Waterworld.
Turns out it was a different guy.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper thought that guy was Robin Williams, too.
Robin!
I'm telling you, there's a weird, like, fake Robin Williams. He's doing a fucking Robin Williams.
I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck you're talking
about. He's like a guy. He's like robs them or something, or like comes on the boat. He's kind of dressed like Peter Pan, even. Like, it's weird. It makes you feel like it's fucking Robin Williams. He like tries to fuck the girls or some shit. He's like a fucked up guy, and Kevin Costner beats him up.
Honestly, I haven't seen that. I mean, that movie sucks so much dick.
I feel like I even might have even watched it at your house.
Waterworld?
I think so.
No, we watched Sicario.
No, we did. We?
We watched more than one movie. Is it this guy?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's the guy you're talking about. I mean, maybe it's Kim Coates. It is. It's Kim Coates.
Yes.
It's Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy. Because I found the screen.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's a screenshot.
Oh, my God, look, that is him.
They got the same nose.
But he's also doing Robin Williams stuff in the movie. Like, he's doing an impression.
Yeah.
Kim Coates, fake-ass Robin Williams. I bet you he did that a lot in the 90s. He played fake Robin Williams.
I mean, Christian Slater's whole thing is so funny.
Jack Nicholson?
Well, yeah, he's just been doing an impression of Jack Nicholson, which other people have pointed out, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
This isn't... Why are you saying, yeah, of course? Because you would have...
No, you heard that. That was one of the things I told you that you...
You did not...
Picked up
on. I probably roasted you in the past for pointing
out. It was one of Adam's words.
So now you're trying to reverse the yeah, of course. But
yeah,
remarking on it as a matter of reality rather than the discovery of a bit, it is wild that... You're allowed to have such a career such a fraud.
Mm-hmm. That's how good some guys are. You can just do an impression of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. What should I do? Should I be Dom DeLuise?
You should be a Jackie Chan, dude.
We should all be Dennis Hopper.
I can't do the voice. You can. You should be Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper rocked.
Yeah.
I should just steal Jackie Chan's whole thing.
You could be Jackie Chan.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my ass?
That's good.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say it with enough conviction.
Rush Hour 3 starring Dennis Hopper and Chinese Robin Williams.
there was a Rush Hour 3.
Rush Hour 4 starring... Rush Hour 4 Tokyo Lisp.
That's good.
I bet, Fast and the Furious 8 Tokyo Lisp.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Maybe you need a gay guy.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe we have introduced a gay Japanese.
That is
a new character who is a gay Japanese.
Tokyo Lisp. This time they're gay.
Yeah, I don't know if we could use a gay guy, but I guess we'll figure it out.
Drifting in little cars into each other's asses.
Damn. You know I'm a fucking lesbian, right?
Yeah, in real life, not in the
not
movie.
In the movie.
Not in the movie.
You suck my dick in the movie.
You suck my dick like Joanne.
Just on your birthday. Every other year, I'm a lesbian.
I can see that. I can see her being like a 90% lesbian, 10% dick on special occasions type.
Who, Michelle?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think you could handle having sex with her, Adam? Or would she be too powerful for you?
I mean, I think I'd bust, but I'd come out black and blue. That's for damn sure. I'd be coming out bloody.
Did you realize they busted inside your eyes? Yes, I did.
I am gay.
You know I did. I love Kanye so much.
Are you voting for him?
No, but I love that he's just trying to fuck up the election.
Yeah, he's fucking insane.
He's insane and he's beautiful. He's a beautiful. It's a beautiful mind, beautiful troll.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful mind.
I like that he's advocating setting up if there was a way to, a theocracy.
If there was a way to canonize people in the church of trolling, he would be a saint. He would be one of the first.
He's a great troll.
Yeah.
Because every time, I mean, he always just pushes people's buttons whenever he has an album coming out. He knows exactly what to do.
Yeah. And well, he's not even trying to. It's effortless with him. That's
no,
just,
he
that's
knows
his
exactly
natural,
when to stop taking the pills.
Those are his natural movements.
Yeah. You're probably right, Adam. He probably is.
I think he's like, I got an album out. I'm going to stop taking the pills, finish it
he's
in
like,
11
I'm gonna
days.
I'm going to become the Hulk.
Declare myself the Pope.
The trolling Hulk.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
And then go away for 18 months, come back. It's a good cycle he's on.
Did you realize? Did you realize
your penis was
too small to have sex? Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. fuck yeah.
Did you realize your penis was too small to have sex? Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Just going small.
I got to figure out, for the fall season of Cumtown, I got to figure out a new voice to do.
Mm.
I'm tired of Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum had a nice run, though.
It is really nice to use the show as an outlet to figure out a voice and then spend, like, 3 months repeating the same jokes in that voice.
Yeah.
And being like, well, time to figure out a new
time
guy.
Time for a new guy.
I guess I only got one episode out of Mr. Feeny. Maybe
that's
two.
True. Mr. Feeny should come back, man. At least every once in a while.
Yeah, but
he
that
can
has
pop
to be
back
a surprise.
In, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gay, Mr. Matthews. Mr. Matthews, show me your penis.
Oh, Mr. Shapiro.
Mr. Shapiro.
Show me your penis.
I was wondering if you wanted to show me your penis later.
Mr. Shapiro, stay after class.
He's not British either, huh?
No, he's a Boston Brahmin.
That shit's fucked up. So you're telling me in the fucking 40s everyone talked like that?
No. Only people from Boston. It's one of those.
But how
like,
did they become like... The guys that talk like... Because
more like working...
I'm gay kid.
The working class took over the
Those were
the regional,
the Catholics talk
the
like
regional
that.
Culture of the area. Because like New York had an accent like that. Like FDR had...
Right, that's
had,
true.
Had the New York equivalent.
I'm gay. Yeah. The only thing I have to suck is dick itself.
Yeah. That's true.
Just the laziest. Not even. I mean, it's at a certain point, it's like worse than just saying the N-word and laughing at it.
No.
And just being like, who else? Fucking Robert McNamara.
I don't know what he sounds like.
I'm gay. I'm gay.
Oh, I'm gay.
I sat down with the president and we decided that I'm gay.
That's good.
I looked at the president.
I'm loving that.
Me and the president, we looked at the situation in Cuba and I said to him, Mr. President, in all honesty, I am a gay man.
That's good, dude.
He said, why are you telling me this right now?
I don't care.
The entire world is on the brink of nuclear war, and you're telling me now that you are gay? And I said, yes. Yes, I
listen,
am.
Listen, it's never an ideal time to come out of the closet. But.
The S in Robert S. McNamara, a lot of people, they think it stands for nothing, but it actually stands for sucking penis.
So fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it's weird. That's fucked up. Do anybody... So nobody, though, still talks like that, mm-hmm. right? There's not, like, a young person that talks like Mr. Feeney.
Yeah, maybe someone decided to make that their accent.
Oh, I forgot. His middle name stands for Strange.
Strange?
Yeah, is that real?
Yeah, because S, I remember the S stood for something retarded.
Yeah.
And it's Strange.
Strange?
Joe Biden's got a weird middle name, too. It's like Teresa or something.
That's awesome.
He's got a girl's name?
Yeah, it's funny. It's Joe, like, Claudette Biden.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Robinette. That's it.
His name's Robinette?
Yeah, Joseph I think I've Robinette. Heard that. Yeah.
That rules, dude.
What is that, Joseph? A family name?
Probably.
Wow.
Some people make their kid's middle name the woman's maiden name.
Yeah.
I've seen that done before.
Yeah, that's fairly common.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
No, his mom's last name was Finnegan.
Who the fuck is Robinette?
His father's name is also Joseph Robinette Biden.
Senior.
Yeah. And there's no, that his father was born in 1512, so there's no record of.
They didn't have such good record mm-hmm. keeping back then.
Apparently he had a bad stutter, and Frontline did this like special on like the presidents or whatever. And they tried to frame his current like fuck ups as part of the stutter. Yeah. Which it's like, that's clearly not from a stutter.
He's been in the public eye for 50 years.
Yeah, right.
And he was a very good, like, even when he was running. When Obama ran the mother, like, have you guys seen clips of that motherfucker talking? You're like, oh, he's actually, like, good at speaking.
Well, wasn't he, like, caught? He was, like, plagiarizing, but I guess he wasn't fucking
up. But he could
up.
Always, he would do a gaffe, but the motherfucker could talk.
He did, he was good at, like, the folksy stuff.
It is going to be funny.
And then my pop would sit me on his knee, like, that kind of stuff.
But, I mean, he could talk. It's not, like, now the motherfucker can't even fucking...
Damn.
Finish the sentence.
It sucks that we'll never get to be in World War II.
No, it
that
doesn't.
That sucks. World War II sounds awful.
No, I would have loved being in World War II. No,
you would have liked
being in Band of Brothers. That would have been awesome.
No, I'm going to Canada.
I'm back on the Robert McNamara Wikipedia page.
Was he in World War II?
Yeah, everybody was.
I guess that's true.
Every single fucking guy was in. You would have to go to war, and then you'd do something cool.
What if you were fat as shit?
Then, no.
You're the cook.
Do I get to stay home and fuck everyone's wives?
Yeah, probably.
That would have been my
Well, that's why people are like, Americans have gotten fatter. It's like, no, they just fattened back up.
That's right.
Because all the fat people stayed here.
They got all the pussy.
Yeah.
That's true.
The Dust Bowl used to be filled with cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ate all of it while everyone was at war. And they were like, what the hell is this? A bunch of dust?
Yeah.
I know that timeline, it's kind of the opposite.
No,
but
that makes the checks out.
It makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, the dust came after.
The grapes of wrath.
I would have gotten out of it. I would have probably just stayed behind.
Hello, Panice.
Hello, Panice.
Dr. Lecter, you know my name is Clarice. Well, what if I called you Panice? What if I talked about sucking you like you're a giant cock? Wait, I've got a new character.
There we go.
Gay.
Hannibal Lecter. It's about damn time.
Hello, Panice.
Hello, Panice.
What if I undressed you and you're a giant penis?
You had balls and a foreskin.
just like fucking like buff firemen and thongs all over his prison cell. Posters. just posters of like
just
hot guys.
Meaty hunks.
Yeah, just a Zac Efron poster. Hello, Clarice.
Hello, Panice.
Yeah, Dr. Lecter's down here because he would kiss his victims on the lips. One of the craziest.
He kissed them and sucked their dicks.
Dr. Lecter, we can use his expertise. Don't shy away from using the man just because he was a homo.
So he's in jail for being gay, to be clear.
Well, it's funny because when
he just tried to kiss him.
Yeah, he's in jail for being gay.
He's in a sanitarium for the criminally insane.
Yeah. This is the gayest man I've ever seen.
One of the most criminally insane people I've ever seen.
It's criminal.
You know they were going to cast Michael Richards as that role originally?
That's not true.
I know. I'm sorry.
hello, Benice. Jerry. Yeah.
That's more of a Wayne Richards. Knight than a... You got did you more Wayne Knight.
Hold on, going. But I'm doing the thing. Ooh.
No, it's oh, still Wayne. I'm thing. Seeing Wayne Knight. Ooh. I'm seeing Newman.
I'm seeing two Wayne Knight.
Ooh. I'm doing... Mm-hmm. You guys at home can't see it. I'm doing a flawless body impression of Kramer's body language. I'm gay.
There was something I was going to look up, and I forgot it. Ooh.
Ooh, I'm gay. Do we have any more ads or no?
Oh, yeah. What time is it?
I think we're 55.
Oh, then yes. In that case, you go gamble at mybookie.ag. In that case, folks, you want to
take your money and you want to gamble.
And you're gonna you want to go gamble? You want to gamble? Is that what you want to do? You want to gamble?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Nick just let out another one.
Yeah. And it's going to be bad because I've been living off protein powder for the last couple of days because I refuse to buy groceries.
What flavor?
Well, you're not going to pick up on that at this point. Cool. Now that it's been through a part of my body I like to refer to as the wasteland.
What flavor out of curiosity?
Vanilla queso.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vanilla queso?
Yeah, vanilla queso.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now we're talking. They let fat guys start making... Protein powder flavors?
Yeah.
Tacos.
Damn.
Damn, it's that fucking time of year, folks. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Odell Beckham Jr. is on the Cleveland Browns.
Damn, I got a good search history going on here. Porky the Pig, Mein Kampf in English, Mein Kampf quotes, Craigslist NYC, Waterworld, Dennis Hopper, Waterworld, Robin Williams, Kim Coates, and Kurt Sutter.
Nice. Who's Kurt Sutter again?
Kurt Sutter's the guy that created Sons of Anarchy.
That's right. He's married to Peg Bundy.
Yeah, he is.
In real life?
He used to have a video podcast called, What the Fuck? It was called, like, WTF at the height of, like, Marc Maron thing being popular, and I don't think he was even aware that Mark Maron.
That's awesome.
Is he, like, what's his deal? He's, like, a real biker guy?
I'm not sure.
That writes TV?
No, I think he's like, he's similar to that Pete Zalato guy where he's like good at his job, but then they talk and, because I remember liking, I watched the first four episodes of True Detective. I was like, oh, this is a good show. And then I saw some interview with him.
Oh, yeah. I think it's interview.
Yeah, his like personality ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
The first one is good. The first season.
But that's what makes somebody like good at fiction or drama is that they like could get. What the fuck is that? Did you hear that?
It's my front door, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's the door.
That, like, resonated in my head a weird way. I thought it was, like, an elephant.
Oh, it's just a squeaky door.
Yeah.
It did sound crazy.
Anyways, mybookie.ag is a
fucking
website you can go.
Where you can go and you can fucking get...
Where everybody knows your name.
Where everybody sees your dick.
Where everybody sucks you off.
You can place bets. You can do live in-game wagering.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and listen, they guarantee that you'll win every bet.
Yeah, you know what, we're gonna go ahead right here and go to copy.
We're gonna go to copy,
folks. Hang by for a second. Definitely don't fast forward as we go to copy on this advertisement.
Do not fast forward.
If you fast forward, I will fuck your ass.
I'll fuck you in the ass.
I will find you and I will put my thumbs in your ass.
We're gonna bust inside your ass.
I'm going to tickle your balls and fuck you.
Ooh, boy, they say, brother. You better believe we're going to fuck you in the ass, brother. And there's little old me, little white boy in jail. First time going to jail. And here's young Robin.
And I'm getting raped.
Robin Williams' graphic recounting of his time in jail in 1977.
In his latest special leaves something to be desired.
Ooh. And they pull you off in a cell. God, save me. But the God's in on it. They paid him off. Hello, being raped.
Yes. That is correct.
My
fucking bookie. A good web. .ag.
.ag.
An
it's
incredible
a website.
Website. That's where, listen, where I have.
You have to go to mybookie.ag. It's a new website. They have gambling. You like gambling, you go to website mybookie.ag. They put in your credit card, and it's very secure. They take the information, and they put it, they write it down on a piece of paper, and they remember it, and then they fold it up little
and
pieces
eat
and
it.
Eat. Eat it and it becomes shit to them. That is what they think of your money, is that
it's
shit
to them.
And that you say that sounds bad, but if you think about it, if your money is shit, they will not steal it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So mybookie.ag, go to the website or you'll be thrown in prison where you'll get the, what they call the Robin Williams treatment. Where they say, what we will run him out like we did Robin Williams when he visited Turkey as teenager. When he come here as teenager and he accidentally touched the beautiful drapes. When he visit the mayor's house and touched the beautiful drapes on tour and he spent weekend in Turkish jail.
Getting raped.
And he thought we wanted to hear Porky Pig voice. But instead we fuck his ass.
That's right.
Instead we fuck his ass and his body becomes fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet.
I love that, dude, because I have a lot of sports knowledge.
Do, 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 do. Boom, 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 boom. My dick is boom, boom, boom.
Oh, damn, that hurts. That's my, that makes my lips tingle to do that.
What to do? Do, do, do. It makes your lips tingle to sing the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Your body can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay, brother man. And for all the slick brother players we got out there.
For instance, if you like a couple. It's funny because both him and Billy Crystal, it's like you met one black person.
100%.
In 1967.
Yeah.
One ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like.
It's been the touchstone.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry, I got it. Here comes the character now. I can do him just fine.
I'm gay.
If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little or win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple times, multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to get bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win, pal. Tired of watching the games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off everything else and back on the game. The best way to get your mind back on the game is the prospect of losing thousands of dollars.
Your fucking down payment on your house.
The problem with watching sports is that you can't get enough into it. So you need to have a financial incentive to do
that's
so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lock yourself into this system of a gambling addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you probably already got the virus in you. You know? And if you're going to bug chase, we're saying do it at our club.
That's right.
Come to mybookie.ag. Once you swap spit, go bareback with a couple of the fellas in house.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd like you to be, if you're going to bug chase, do it as safely as possible.
Why don't you bug chase here?
That's, hey, what,
mybookie.ag.
Hey, that's what my parents told
hey,
me.
Hey, I got a fucking bug you can chase right here, pal. Why don't you come over here, sugar tits? I got a bug
got
you
a
can
bug
chase.
For you. I got
yeah.
a bug.
No, I got HIV from roughing up a guy that owed us a couple of used condoms.
The gay mafia?
Yeah. Well, the regular mafia, but I was on used condom detail because I disrespected the boss's daughter. I told the boss his daughter she'll never be a Joanne Fabre. I say that with those lips, sweetie, you're never gonna be a Joanne Fabre.
They don't got in you.
He said, "What the fuck is the matter with you? You gonna say my daughter is never gonna give a good birthday dick suck?" You fucking call me here and disrespect me by saying my daughter's never gonna suck a penis on your fucking birthday before getting back in her SL 500. Driving all the way to the charity event with the fucking Italian. The one we fucking talked about already. The one from before. He's got the tinted glasses. And she, well, he rubs her on her lower back and it makes you feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't fucking matter anymore because she just sucks her fucking cock. When you were a fucking doorman. You were a fucking doorman and Reagan was just about to fuck everything up. So what'd you do? You fucking checked out. Mentally, you checked out. A whole generation.
Are you okay?
Well, I don't know.
I don't feel so good.
The boss is mad.
So go to mybookie.ag.
If you join right now, mybookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. And I got something else you can play with right here, bitch.
What is it?
If you got an extra $1,000, you got something free that you can play with your lips, if you know what I mean. Just use promo code, enter promo code. To act. Oh, right, Cumtown. Mm-hmm. Either Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
One of those.
Figure it out.
Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Once again, that's promo code. So take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. You get paid, you get laid, you get slayed.
You get your dick sucked. So
you ever listen to Metallica? you ever make pussy while listening to Metallica? Recently, I've been listening to Metallica.
I've been playing For Whom the Bell Tolls.
I love the way that this, the music is metal and the name of the band is Metallica. I love saying it. I love having the idea of having sex with a woman made out of metal. With a woman that's like Metal Mario, but she's a woman.
But she's got a pussy.
I love the idea of making sex to Metal Mario, but she's got big tits. She's nice, 6 feet tall, yes. All legs. Just a leggy Metal Mario that I have sex with.
That's right, folks.
The fuck is the matter with you?
What is wrong with you?
Metal Mario's supposed to be a fucking metal man.
He's a fucking guy.
He's fucking made out of metal.
You wouldn't be
none
out
of this
pussy.
Fucking, none of this fucking Metallica shit.
Michael Douglas, what did I tell you about this fucking Metallica shit?
You see this guy come in here? He says he's gonna have sex with Metal Mario, and she's a girl now.
Oh, whoa.
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 Listen, I don't know about this.
Come on.
I don't know about this.
Metal Mario's got a fucking cock.
Metal Mario, I mean.
You telling me you're going to chop his metal cock off?
What the hell is he? He's supposed to be Joanne Fabric.
Yeah, I thought I was going to fucking Joanne Fabric. I'm going to get my fucking dick, so.
Whoa. Ooh. And that's it for me, folks. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Damn.
Robin Williams' latest special, I'm About to Kill Myself, leads a lot to be desired. He initially starts going off about Waterworld and something about Joanne Fabrics before hinting at the fact that he was raped and that he would prefer to be in China. And then it ends.
And then what about the black guys in China?
And then there's something about Joanne Fabrics again at the end in The Sopranos. And then he just walks off stage.
Mm-hmm. But a true artist. Yeah. I would love to watch that special.
A man of a thousand voices.
The one we just described.
Yeah.
That was what we just did.
Just hand Robin Williams a set list.
Yep.
I don't know what it means, but I'll do my best.
He is a fucking great performer. You got to give the man that. Mm. As an actor, he's unbelievable.
Electric.
Unmatched. Mm. Except maybe my dick. Him and Christopher Reeves were boys.
He riffed all of Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right.
That was supposed to be Matilda. They hired him to play the fucking dad in Matilda. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, what if I dress up like a dumb bitch?
What if I have tits?
What if I had a big pair of juicy tits?
I'm looking tits.
And you could suck on them."
Oh, fuck.
Fuck my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
folks, listen, if you want to come see some of this style of humor live, I'll be at Magoobie's Joke House Halloween weekend.
And if you want to see it on a t-shirt, you can go to cum.town. There's new shirts. New shirts available. New shirt alert. Check out the shirts.
New shirt alert.
The shirts are funding my addiction to making more shirts.
You do love making shirts.
The shirts are kind of self-sustaining at this point, but I do love making the shirts.
Yasabi.biz and all my tour dates are there. And, you know, pretty soon it'll be calendar season, so don't...
Oh, the holiday calendar.
We are hard at work at the Stavi Baby Factory making Stavi Baby 2021 calendars. So those
Stav's got his little elves working
over. Little elves are working overtime to make your calendars.
And they look like little Stavs.
That would be cute.
Portly little elf boys.
Portly little elf boys, that's right.
Wow, you ever think about how, like, the elves in the factory, it's like capitalist. It's like, it's like Karl Marx.
Whoa,
I'm going to do a two-hour podcast this week on the elves factory.
Where they need a union.
And the
right?
proletariat and Trotsky.
What about the holetariat?
The elves don't own the means of production.
And means of production and Marxist-Leninism.
Yeah.
Hold on, what about the holetariat?
Yeah.
You can get pussy.
Sex workers.
Yeah.
That's
so true.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
All right.